Good morning and welcome again to Shepherd in the Pines Lutheran Church in Big Bear Lake, California. As you listen at home to the Word of God on this fourth Sunday of Easter, we begin with the singing of the opening hymn, Savior Like a Shepherd, Lead Us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The gospel lesson appointed for the fourth Sunday of Easter is taken from St. John chapter 10, verses 22 through 30. At that time, the feast of dedication took place at Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple in the colonnade of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus answered them, "I told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name bear witness about me, but you do not believe because you are not among my sheep. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. And no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. I and the Father are one." This is the gospel of the Lord. Let us pray. Almighty God, merciful Father, since you have wakened from death the shepherd of your sheep, grant us your Holy Spirit, that when we hear the voice of our shepherd, we may know him who calls us each by name and follow where he leads. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We now sing the hymn of the day, "The Lord's My Shepherd, I'll Not Want." us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, today you encourage us again to hear, know, and follow Jesus as the Good Shepherd, to believe and confess that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, the one who gives us eternal life through our faith and trust in him as our Savior. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation today is taken from the gospel lesson, St. John chapter 10, with special attention to the following verse. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Good Shepherd, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And yet if I were to ask you this morning, do we hear the voice of Jesus? Do we know him? And do we follow him? And why? Because we are constantly tempted not only to listen to ourselves with all our own sinful wants and desires, but also to what others have to say about who Jesus is, especially in our society today, that Jesus is not alive but dead, that he has not risen just as he told us. And then the constant and daily temptations by the devil. As St. Peter writes in his first letter, chapter 5, verse 8, be sober, be vigilant. The devil, your adversary, roams around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him firm in your faith. The temptations Jesus experienced himself out in the wilderness of the desert for 40 days and 40 nights. Not only once, but three times. If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread. If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down. And all this I will give you if you will bow down and worship me. And how did Jesus respond to him? Jesus resisted and rebuked the devil three times. It is written, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes out of the mouth of God. It is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test. And away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. Yes, to follow the example of Jesus and to resist the temptations by the devil, and not to get ourselves into the same kind of trouble Adam and Eve did in the very beginning of time. What they thought was in their best interest, by listening to the voice of the devil when he told them, did God really say, you must not eat fruit of any tree from the garden, and you must not touch it, or you will die? And what was their response? Adam said, the woman you put here with me, she gave me some fruit from the tree, and I ate it. That was also true of Eve. The serpent deceived me, and I ate. So instead of listening to the voice of God, they listened to the voice of the devil by eating of the forbidden fruit. And because of their disobedience to God, they suddenly found themselves ashamed and embarrassed because of their nakedness, and tried to excuse themselves for their behavior by blaming each other and the serpent. And that is also true today. As people continue to question not only the wisdom of God, but his existence. The same kind of question the Jews asked Jesus as he had come to attend the feast of dedication in Jerusalem. As soon as they saw him in the temple, they could not resist the temptation to question him. How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly. And Jesus did, as he answered them, saying, I told you, and you do not believe. Jesus even told them why they would not believe in him, because you are not part of my flock, and their strong desire to arrest him and stone him to death for claiming to be the Messiah, the Christ, the Son of God. But as soon as they were ready to arrest Jesus and stone him to death, he escaped from them as he crossed over to the other side of the Jordan. Unfortunately, they just would not stop persecuting Jesus, but continued to criticize him and accuse him of blasphemy, claiming to be the Christ, the Son of God. And yet, despite their opposition to his claim as the Christ, Jesus continued to proclaim who he was. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And then his promise and assurance of the gift of eternal life to everyone who would believe in him, saying, I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. As a matter of fact, Jesus emphasized this promise as he went on to say, My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. And yet many today still continue to reject Jesus as the Christ, just like the Jews did. And even though he told them repeatedly who he was, the Christ, the Son of God, and the promised Messiah, they refused to listen to his voice, to get to know him, and then to follow him. Not even Jesus' miracles were enough proof to them of who he was and claimed to be as the Christ. But many others did listen as they knew who he was and then followed him. Old Simeon did, even before Jesus was born, as he waited patiently for Jesus and held him in his arms when he was only 8 days old and prayed, saying, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation. John the Baptist also did, as he knew who Jesus was and proclaimed him to be the Messiah. Out in the wilderness of the desert, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And so did Martha, when Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. And then Jesus asked Martha the question, Do you believe this? And she said to him, Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who was to come into the world. And so did Peter, when Jesus asked his own disciples, Who do you say that I am? And Peter did not hesitate and confessed, saying, You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Even the centurion at the foot of the cross confessed, saying, Truly, he was the Son of God. And that is precisely what we are encouraged to do in our own confession of Jesus as the Son of God. That Jesus is the Christ, our Savior and the Good Shepherd. As he also gives and offers us the gift of eternal life. I give them eternal life and they will never perish. And no one will snatch them out of my hand. Now what about us? Yes, what about you and me? Do we hear the voice of Jesus? Do we listen to him? And do we follow him? And the answer this morning is no, not always. Unfortunately, we do not always hear, know, and follow Jesus as the Good Shepherd, even though he gives and offers us trust and security in him, which is not based on our bank accounts, our insurance policies, our real estate, or anything else, but on what he has accomplished for us on the cross as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. The words of Dr. Martin Luther in his small catechism, the short explanation of the Apostles' Creed. I believe that Jesus has redeemed me, a lost and condemned creature, purchased and won me from all sins, from death and from the power of the devil, not with gold or silver, but with his holy, precious blood and with his innocent suffering and death. But Luther did not stop there, but went on to say, that I may be his own and live under him in his kingdom, and serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness. In other words, assurance and security Jesus bought, not with money or bonds, mutual funds or stocks, or any other kind of investment, but with his real blood, sweat, and tears shed on the cross at Mount Calvary. The words of Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, as he was down on his knees pleading to his Father in heaven, "Father, if it be possible, let this cup of suffering pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt." The words of Jesus spoken from the cross, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And later, as Jesus bowed his head and gave up his spirit, saying, "It is finished." And whenever we have fallen short of the glory of God, and we did not always hear, know, and follow Jesus, God the Father forgives us again as we repent from our sins and turn to the cross of Jesus for his love, mercy, kindness, and forgiveness. So may God the Father bless us and preserve us today through his Holy Spirit as we believe and confess that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, the one who gives us eternal life through our faith and trust in him as our Savior and the Good Shepherd. May our prayer today be the words we're going to sing in the next hymn. "I am Jesus, little lamb, ever glad at heart I am, for my shepherd gently guides me, knows my need and well provides me, loves me every day the same, even calls me by my name." In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father Almighty, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us always as we hear, know, and follow Jesus as the Good Shepherd, to believe and confess that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, the one who gives us eternal life through our faith and trust in him as our Savior. Amen. We now sing the next hymn, "I am Jesus, little lamb, ever glad at heart I am." Loving God, as we today celebrate Mother's Day, We ask you to bless all mothers with your love, mercy, kindness, and compassion. Heavenly Father, we also thank you and praise you for our mothers who have given us the gift of life and have always loved us and taken care of us as their dear children. May our mothers always know how much we love them and appreciate them for everything they have done and continue to do for us. We thank you especially for our mothers who are no longer with us, but with you in the kingdom of heaven. Almighty and everlasting God, today we also continue to pray for the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ that passes all human understanding, and to put an end to the war in Ukraine, as well as keeping us safe from any harm or evil, protecting us from any possible cyber attacks and the threat of a nuclear war. Gracious and merciful Father, we also ask that you look upon us with your love, mercy, and compassion as we continue to struggle financially with the economic inflation all around us, as well as for our church here at Shepherd in the Pines, to keep our ministry alive and the doors of our church open. Heavenly Father, we pray again for all those who are sick or recovering from their illness in our family, in the circle of our friends and neighbors, and especially here at our church. May your healing be upon them and keep us and everyone else safe and healthy from the threat of another coronavirus. We ask all these petitions and intercessions through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is not dead but alive, and lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. On this fourth Sunday of Easter, we conclude with the singing of the closing hymn, "The King of Love My Shepherd Is, Whose Goodness Faileth Never." Amen.